The Gemara says in Daf and Gimel Beis, the Rambam Rechana says, one time I was going on a boat, it says, Amar Rambam Rechana zim lechala vaka azlina besfinta. Chazinin hu kavra diyasla chalta agave. We saw this big fish that sand was gathering on its back. The kadach agme iluya. There were plants that were growing out of the sand. So savinin yabeshnihi. We mistakenly thought that it's dry land. We thought it was some island in the middle of the ocean. The salkinan, we went on top of this fish thinking it's an island. Vafinon bashin agave. We started cooking and baking on top of it. The kadcham gabe, and when the fish felt the heat from the cooking and the baking, it flipped over, and we were thrown into the water. We loved of makarba sminta. If not that our ship was very close by, habitavinan, we would have drowned in the water. So, what is the meaning of this ma'isa? About all the ma'isa over need beer. What's up, shot over here? So, I saw a beautiful hesber from the Nesivis in the Sefer Amos Yaakov and the Agadis, mamisha hesber varm nefloim, and I saw in the Sefer Beis Yechiel, from Reb Chanech Friedman, he brings down that he heard from Menachem Partzalbitz, and Menachem said that this Hasber of the Nesivis was clearly said by Ruach HaKadosh, and a special thank you to Shachar Lando for showing me this Mar Makim, the Sefer Beis Yechiel, and so I'll say over what the Nesivis says. So he says like this, he says that there's going to come a time before the Yemaisa Mashiach, before Mashiach comes, where Klaisol is going to be Makbiya, they're going to rise up, and they're going to be able to be Maishol on a different Ummah. They're going to be able to rule over different nations from Ummah Sa'ilam. And they're going to rule so much, and they're going to be Machniya them, be Mashbol them, and they're going to think that Avda Tikvasim, they're going to think that this other nation has no hope, and they have full Shlita over that nation. And then when they start acting in a way of Afiyu Ubishol, they're going to start cooking and baking and different things, and get comfortable, that nation is going to feel the heat, and suddenly that nation is going to turn over, will be nishapich. And he says that if not, that davar zeh is karv l'geula, if not, that that's very close to Yom HaMashiach, then chalila, they would fall into the ocean because of the hisgabes of the tzaris. But because the geula is there, the sfina is close by, so Baruch Hashem, there will be nitzal, because the geula is going to be nearby, and that is the meaning of the this mashal according to the Nesivis. So this is the hezbeh that he says, and Reb Chanech Friedman says it when he sent us over to Reb Nachum Partzalbitz after the Yom Kippur War. Reb Nachum commented that it's clear that the Nesivis wrote this in Ruach HaKadosh, because in the days of the Nesivis, when he lived at that time, it was impossible to imagine the Klai Yisrael would be Shailet on another Ummah. There was something that was very foreign a couple hundred years ago, and clearly the Nesivis said this in Ruach HaKadosh, and he was very nispal from this pshat that the Nesivis said. And we should be zaychataka that the end of what the Nesivis said should be mechuin bekarv, that the should be carved to the gula, Mashiach should come, and we should be zaychat to see Bias Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehar b'yameinu.